discussion of the definition of a Rishus HaRabim. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos and Daf Vav Amud Aleph, about 4 or 5 lines after the two dots, Ve'ezer hi Rishus HaRabim, Sratya, Uplatya Gedola, Umuvoas HaMefulashin, Zuhi Rishus HaRabim Gemura. So the Gemara seems to be telling us 3 different flavors of the Rishus HaRabim. Number 1 is the Sratya, which we'll define in a few moments, Platya number 2, and then Mevoth HaMefulashin, alleyways or streets that are Mefulash, that go into, that open into the other areas of Rishus HaRabim, to Girsos and Rashi, whether it opens to a Sratya or to a Platya. That's what the Gemara says over here about what is a Rishus HaRabim. There are various Gemaras that learn out other details about requirements for a Rishus HaRabim. So if you look in Rashi and Daf Vav Amud Aleph and Erevin, the Gemara that we referenced last time, Erevin Vav Amud Aleph, the Gemara asks, Ketzad Ma'arvin Derech Rishus HaRabim, how do you create a heterotiltal? How do you create an allowance for carrying within a Derech Rishus HaRabim? So Rashi here writes, Rishus HaRabim, Mashma Rachav Tezayin Amah, so it has to be 16 Amos wide, which we will discuss at a later date, based on the Gemara later in Masechah Shabbos. The Ir Shemitsuyin Bashishim Ribo. So this is the famous position of Rashi, that it has to be an area that is, we'll say for now, traversed by 600,000 people. So that we will discuss in detail later on as well. The Ein Bachoma, it doesn't have a wall. And then there's a question here as to the Girsan Rashi, which we'll also have to discuss whether you write O or not. Shahaya Rishus HaRabim Shalom Mechuvan Mishar Lishar. That the Rishus HaRabim has to be straight from one gate to the other gate, from one entrance of the city to the other entrance of the city. Shehe Mefulash, that it should be straight. It should be open from one side to the other. Dome Ledigle Midbar. Okay, so Rashi here tells us about 3 or 4 conditions, 16 amos wide, 600,000 people, no wall, and it has to be straight or foolish, open from one side to the other. Okay, and all these details we will discuss in particular as we go on. What does it say, Shulchan Aruch? So take a look in Simen Shin Mem Hei Se'if Zayin. Ezehu Rishus HaRabim Rechovos Ushvakim, streets and marketplaces, HaRachavim Tesayin Amah, that are 16 Amos wide, Ve'ena Mekurim, they don't have a roof, so that's a Gemara in Shabbos Daf Hei that we'll discuss, Ve'ena HaMchoma, they don't have a wall, Ve'avili Yesh LaMchoma, Im He Mefulashim Yishar L'Shar, if they are open from one side to the other, Havi Rishus HaRabim, Ve'yesh Omrim, Shekol She'ein Shishim Riba Ovrim Bo, B'chol Yom, Eina Rishus HaRabim, Yesh Omrim, that there's a requirement of 600,000 people. Okay? So these are the requirements that we have in Shulchan Aruch, that it has to be Tesayin Amos wide, not have a roof, not have a wall, and be open from one side to the other, and maybe to require Shishim Ribo as well. Again, we will flesh all these out in due course. Now, having seen that, let's go back and define the Gemara's terms. The Gemara said that a Rishus HaRabim is a Sratya and a Platya. What is a Sratya and what is a Platya? Take a look at Rashi. Shabbos Vav Amud Aleph. Rashi writes, Sratya, Mesila Shaholchin Ba Me'ir Le'ir. A road that you use to travel from one city to another. Okay, so category 1 of Rishus HaRabim is an intercity road. Then Rashi writes, Platya, Rechava Shal'ir, Shesham Iskapsin L'skara. The town square where people would gather for business purposes. Umuvoos shel'ir rechavim tesayin amah, and the streets, the alleys that are 16 amos wide, hamefulashin mishnei rasheyan, that are open on either side, again, two girsos, either leplatya or lesratya, either to the main road that goes out of the city or to the main square in town. Okay, so these are the 3 types of Rishus HaRabim, the intercity road, the main square, and the roads that lead into either the intercity road or the main square. Okay, the Aruch HaShulchan explains in Se'if Yudalit over here that this is how cities used to be constructed. That different from our cities, the basic construction of a city was that you start with the smallest unit of a chatzer, so you would have various houses that open into a courtyard, and then you would have various courtyards that would open into an alleyway, into a mavoi. So you had your houses opening into courtyards, you had your courtyards with their own respective houses opening into larger alleyways, so each alleyway would have various courtyards opening into it, and then those smaller alleyways would open into bigger streets, bigger mevoos hamifulashin, mevoos that would themselves open into either or both the main town square, and then into a road that would take you out of the city. So that was the basic construction of a city. So the larger areas, the road going out of town, the large square, and the roads leading into the large square, the road going out of town, would be a Rishis HaRabim subject to the other requirements of Tesainama, etc. Okay. Now, is there any difference between a Sratya and a Platya as far as the definitions of Rishis HaRabim? Any difference between the road going out of town and the town square? And for that matter, the third category of Mevoos HaMefulashin, the roads that lead into the Sratya and the Platya. So it's worth noting, if you look back in the Lashon of the Mechaber, Siv Zayin, the Mechaber writes, Ezer Rishis HaRabim, Rechovos, streets, Ushvakim, and marketplaces, Harachavim Tezainam, etc. So the Gemara that we just saw had three different categories, three different kinds of Rishis HaRabim. Sratya, Platya, and Mevoos HaMefulashin. Mechaber doesn't seem to explicitly address the first category. He tells you Rechovos, streets, which sounds like the Mevoos HaMefulashin, the streets in the middle of the city. And he tells you Shvakim, marketplaces, so that's the Platya. But there doesn't seem to be any explicit reference in Shulchan Aruch to a Sratya. The Magen Avraham seems to pick up on that. If you look in the Magen Avraham in Sifkat and Hay, and if you don't have the Magen Avraham in front of you, it's quoted in the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Yud Zayin. So the Magen Avraham here, Simen Shin Mem Hay, Sifkat and Hay, writes as follows, going on the word of Rechovos in Shulchan Aruch, Derachim Sha'ovrim Me'ir Le'ir, Havir Rishis HaRabim. Roads that go from one city to another are considered a Rishis HaRabim. So, not 100% clear whether the Magen Avraham is saying that when the Mechaber writes Rechovos, he needs to include both your local roads as well as your intercity roads, or he's saying that the Mechaber, for whatever reason, only mentioned the local roads, but Huadin, the intercity roads. Doesn't necessarily make such a difference. The Magen Avraham is at least telling us that there is that category that Rashi defined as Sratya, which is another type of Rishis HaRabim, even though it's not mentioned explicitly in Shulchan Aruch. And the Mishnah Berurah writes as follows, citing this Magen Avraham in Sifkat and Yud Zayin, Drachim Sha'ovrim Me'ir Le'ir Have Gamken Rishis HaRabim. That city roads that go from one city to another are also considered Rishis HaRabim, Mishum Bishtichi Bam Rabim, because they are used by Rabim. The Rosh Hashem points out that the source of the Magen Avraham, aside from Rashi's definition of Sratya, is a Ramban on Daf Nun Tes in Erevin. The Gemara in Erevin on Daf Nun Tes has a Mishnah there that discusses the status of an Ir Shel Yachid that became an Ir Shel Rabim, a private city that became a public city. What's an Ir Shel Yachid? What's an Ir Shel Rabim? So this is the starting point for the major machlokes Rishonim that we'll have to discuss as to whether there's a requirement that the Rishis HaRabim have Shishim Riba. So Rashi understands an Ir Shel Yachid means a city without a population of 600,000. Ir Shel Yachid means a city without 600,000 people, and then it became Shel Rabim, more people moved in, and now the population swelled to above the 600,000 threshold. That's how Rashi understands an Ir Shel Yachid that became an Ir Shel Rabim. You started with a city of fewer than 600,000 people, the population increased, so that now you have a city of more than 600,000 people. Many Rishonim argue on Rashi, the Ramban among them, that Ir Shel Yachid, in fact, there is no requirement of Shishim Riba. An Ir Shel Yachid may mean a privately owned city, as opposed to a publicly owned, or a city that's open to public use. So that's another potential requirement of Rishis HaRabim that we'll have to discuss. But that's the Machlokas Rishonim here. How do we define Ir Shel Yachid? In the context of that discussion, the Ramban has the following line. The Ramban writes, Rashi Atma Kosov Midbar Bisman Hazeh Eino Makam Hiluch L'Rabim Dehoche Midbar Eso Shkich. If you take a look at the Gemara in Shabbos Davav Amibes, right before the two dots on the top of Vav Amibes, the second two dots, the Gemara is bothered by the following question. The Gemara quotes a brisa that says, "What's a Rishis HaRabim?" It's about 10 lines down. "Ezehi Rishis HaRabim, Sratya, Uplatya Gedola, Umavos HaMefulash." And so far so good. That's the same text as the brisa that we started with in Vav Amud Aleph. You have your Sratya, your Platya, and your Mavos HaMefulash. And then the brisa has a fourth type of Rishis HaRabim by Midbar. A desert is also Rishis HaRabim. So Gemara asks, what happened to Midbar in Brisa number 1? Brisa number 1 only has three categories of Rishis HaRabim, and Brisa number 4 has the fourth category of Midbar. The Gemara answers, Amar Abayi, Lo Kasha, Kam Bizman Sheyisrael Shuyim B'Midbar, Kam Bizman Hazeh. That when Klal Yisrael were living, B'nei Yisrael were living at the Midbar, after Yitzias Mitzrayim, so then the Midbar had a status of a Rishis HaRabim. Nowadays, where living in the desert is not as popular, it no longer has the status of Rishis HaRabim. Rashi writes, Bizman Hazeh, the second to last short line, Eino Makom Hiluch L'Rabim. Nowadays, a Midbar is not a place that masses use to travel in. There aren't that many people that travel in a Midbar. So Rashi says, Bizman, what's the Gemara's distinction? Bizman, Sheh, B'nai Yisrael, were in the Midbar after Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Midbar had the status of Rishis HaRabim. Nowadays, a Midbar no longer has the status of Rishis HaRabim because people don't walk in the desert anymore. Okay, so the Ramban quotes Rashi, and then the Ramban writes, Umina, it sounds like from Rashi, Didrachim v'ayaros ishchichi. So nowadays, we have roads that people do travel on. Afogav delo habu taman shishim riba. You don't necessarily need 600,000. If Rashi's shita, that you need 600,000 people to constitute Rishis HaRabim, Rashi should have explained, when they saw in the Midbar, you had 600,000 people in the Midbar. Nowadays, you don't have 600,000 people in the Midbar, so it's no longer Rishis HaRabim. Rashi didn't say that. So that sounds like the barometer is not 600,000 or no 600,000. It's whether people travel there, even in smaller numbers. Then the Ramban suggests that maybe within Shitas Rashi, you should have the following distinction. The Shema Das HaRishonim Lomar Sha Istratya, Istratya is the same as Istratya, Sha Istratya Shehi Kavusha Chutz La'ayaros, that that main road that goes outside of the cities, and you travel on this road from city to city, from country to country, to the end of the world, so even if you require Shishim Ribo to make a city into Rishus HaRabim, you don't require Shishim Ribo to make an intercity highway into Rishus HaRabim. Why? Because those roads that go from city to city, those are already public property. They're open to anyone. There are no restrictions on movement, no restrictions on travel. So that becomes definitionally Rishus HaRabim, even if you don't have Shishim Ribo. But in a city itself, so then Rashi could hold that you don't have a Rishus HaRabim without a Shishim Ribo. The Ramban himself holds that you never need Shishim Ribo. But he's saying, Lishitascha, even if you accept the position of Rashi that you require Shishim Ribo, that's only in the city itself, but not on intercity roads. So the Ramban is suggesting that there is a halachic distinction between, at least within one shita, the shita that he himself doesn't hold of, but within one shita, there's a halachic distinction, or could be a halachic distinction, between a sradya and other kinds of Rishus HaRabim. When it comes to a sradya, when it comes to a road that goes from city to city, there's no requirement of Shishim Ribo. However, within a city, according to that position of Rishonim, you would require Shishim Ribo to make it into a Rishus HaRabim. Okay, that's the distinction that the Ramban draws here within Shitas Rashi. In the Tshuvas Yeshuas Malko, Reb Shula Kuttner, Yeshuas Malko Simen Kaf Beis, he quotes this Ramban, and he thinks that this distinction that the Ramban tries to make within Rashi is actually beferish in a different Rashi.
Rashi we read, kind of.
Which Rashi?
In Arabic.
Good, yeah. That what? Good, so what's the diuk? Good, excellent, right. So Yeshua's Malka says he thinks it's Meduik in Rashi, but he doesn't tell you what Rashi is Meduik in. So, however, in the Sefer that I mentioned last time, Sefer Yetzias HaShabbos, Rabbi Moshe Weissman, the husband of the author of the Medr says, brother of the Mashkiach of the Yeshiva Pesach, and the son of the former rabbi of the Young Israel of Brighton Beach, where my mother-in-law grew up. So he's listed here as Rosh Kolel Ol Moshe in Brooklyn. This is second edition, Brooklyn Tavshin Samach Gimel. As I noted, this is a wonderful polemical work against constructing Erevin in major cities, specifically in Manhattan and Brooklyn. But he has very good marmakamas and analysis. So in Simon Hay, he quotes this Tshuva of Shula Kuttner, and he says, it must be the diak is, Erevin davav amiral, for Rashi says here. So it sounds like it's only a city that requires Shishim Ribo, but not a derech aholach in the early year, not a intercity highway.
Can I just kind of ask a question, like the svara behind this, possibly?
Yeah.
Does all the details of Erevin have to be learned from the Dibalayim and Bar? Because there is no intercity roads in Dibalayim and Bar.
It is the case that not all details are necessarily from Digle Midbar. We're going to have to flesh some of this out as we go along. We'll see. It actually seems that Rashi, relative to other Rishonim, has a much stronger affinity for Digle Midbar, as we'll see as we go through the various details in Rishus HaRabim. But even in the Sratya, need not necessarily be a actual paved road. It could just be an area where there's access so the rabbin could travel. So theoretically, even in a midbar, you could have something that would be analogous to a sratya. Anyway, you slice it. The Gemara says it's a sratya. And I'm not aware of other Rishonim that are referring to sratya otherwise, other than a derech aholach earlier. Good. Okay, so that's potential diyuk in Rashi, Erevin, Davav, that the requirement of Shishim Ribo is only for an ear, and now for Derech HaHoleich Meir Leir. Rabbi Kasher has an essay that's printed in the back of the Torah Shleim and Parshat Yisro. Mendel Kasher was heavily involved in the support of the Manhattan Erev at the time. He has, in addition to this piece in the end of Parshas Yisro, we'll be quoting him as we go on, but he has a series of pieces. He has a few volumes of Tshuvas Divrei Menachem, or Sefer Divrei Menachem, so he has a few pieces in, I think, Volume 1, dealing with Erevin issues. So Rabbi Kasher writes in the Hashmotos to Parshas Yisro, page Kuf Ayin Aleph, the back of the Torah Shleim of Parshas Yisro, page Kuf Ayin Aleph, he thinks he has another Rishon that supports this position. He quotes, there's a Tosus Rid in Psachim Adas Samach Tesam and Aleph. Tosus Rid, there is addressing the question asked by Redi Rashi Tosus, early Rishonim, in a number of places in Shas, about Gzeira de Rabba. So for example, you have in Sukkot Daf Mem Gimel and Aleph, Gzeira de Rabba, how is Gzeira de Rabba formulated that you can't take shofar lulav on Megillah on Shabbos? What's the formulation of Gzeira de Rabba? Shema Yavirenu Dalet Amis Mishas Arabim. So what's Rashi bothered by there? Right, so Rashi asks, why does Rabba formulate the Gzeira as Shema Yavirenu Dalet Amis Mishas Arabim, that you're going to transport it, you'll carry it for Amis Mishas Arabim? Isn't the more logical problem, or the more likely problem, that you're going to be Mosi Mishas Rishus, that you're going to take your shofar? How are you going to be holy chetzel baki lomod? You take your shofar from your house and bring it outside. So you're going to take it from your rishus hayachid into the rishus harabim to bring it to the baki. What's the likelihood that you're going to find a shofar in the middle of the street and pick it up and be molech adalad amas? Far more likely that you're going to be mosim rishus rishus. So why is the formulation of zer the rabba shema yavirenu and not shema yotzim rishus rishus? So Rashi's bothered by this. Tosus is bothered by this. And they have the Teirutzim that they have. The Tosfos read in Psachim, which is Ke'en, what Rashi writes in Sukkah, but it's not exactly the same formulation. Tosfos read writes the following. The reason the formulation of the Gemara, Gzeir de Rabba, is Shema Yavirenu Dalet Amis Rishus Harabim, is that our cities nowadays are a Carmelis, because we don't have Shishim Rivo in our cities. So what are you going to tell me? We're worried that you're going to take it out of your house and bring it to the street. Well, your house is a Rishus HaYachid, and the street is a Carmelis, so if you take it from your house into the street, you only violated an Issur Rabbanan. So we're not going to make a Gzeirah D'Rabba and say that you may not blow a shofar on Rosh Hashanah, Shechal Yes B'Shabbos, because we're concerned that you may violate an Issur Rabbanan. The whole Gzeirah D'Rabba is we're concerned you may violate an Issur D'Raisa. That's the Tosfos Rid writes. So we're not going to tell me that you're going to take from your house to the street, because your house is a Rishus HaYachid and the street is a Carmelis. However, we are concerned of Shema Yavirenu Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim, which is an Issur D'Oraisa. Avi?
His question is that also is a Carmelis.
Good. Good. So therefore, if Kasher's diak is right, so it must be that this is the second type of Rishus HaRabim. That yeah, all our cities are Carmelis, but there's another type of Rishus HaRabim which is still a Rishus HaRabim that writes alive and well, and that's the Derech HaHolech Meir. That's the Sratya.
So you're going over to the next town to Baki.
Right. So we're concerned that you're going to carry it on the main road. The intercity highway, on the road out of town. That still exists, that still is just around the Raisa, even though your local village, your local town, or even city, is only a Carmelis. So Rav Kasher thinks that that's Meduyik and Matosavit as well, in his answer to this question of Shema Yavirenu versus Shema Yotzi, Mershus Rishus, that he also holds of this distinction, that even if there's a requirement of Shishir Mipa for Shishir Rabim, that's only true for a local street, but not true for an intercity highway. Avi.
If that's true, then push the question one more step.
Mm-hmm.
So then you are moving from one rishos, from rishos to rishos. The situation where Kasher is imagining that we're talking about is where I'm moving from my rishos yavid,
right,
eventually into a rishos harav. And often I'm just kind of in between, but let the Gemara still say the problem of
Shabbat. But there's no Issa Deraisa there. If I move from a Carmel to a Rosh Hashanah, that's also an Issa Derabbanan.
If I go in one walk, I'm walking from here to there, and
so there's no
Akira
of
Rosh Hashanah. I walk through a Carmelus,
and only did a. If you start in a Rosh Hashanah, you walk through a Carmelus and end in a Rosh Hashanah, so that's still only a Derabbanan.
Right.
But there's an intermission between the Akira and the. That's not mostly Rosh Hashanah. You might be. Right, so
that,
I don't think so. Right, so that's what it would have to be. Okay, so that's what he points out is Tosfos Rit. I'm sorry.
Where's the
Tosfos Rit? Tosfos Rit is Daf Samach Tes Amud Aleph, beginning with the Chi Maksha. I'll put in a plug now for Rabbi Simon's Sefer. Rabbi Simon has a nice Sefer on Erevin Ishes. So I saw there, he doesn't quote Rabbi Kasher, but he quotes some other Sefer I never heard of who makes the same deal in Tosfos Rit. So Rabbi Simon said, I should tell you that if anyone wants to buy a Sefer, there are copies in the other Beis Medrash, and if you don't see any there, you could go to him. Okay. Now, Rabbi Shula Kunder says as well that based on this Ramban, you could better understand what seems to otherwise be a stira in Rambaz. The Ramah writes in a couple places that nowadays we don't really have a Rishus Arabim anymore. All our Rishuyos are Carmelis. I'm not going to read it inside, but you could take a look if you wanted to jot down the Marmakom. The one place where the Ramah writes this is Simin Shin Mem Vav Seif Gimel. Simin Shin Mem Vav Seif Gimel. And then you can look at Shin Nun Zayin Seif Beis. Shin Nun Zayin Seif Beis. So the Ramah writes in both of those places, Shin Mem Vav Gimel and Shin Nun Zayin Beis. And nowadays, we don't really have a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim anymore. Every city is a Carmelis. Kol Rishiyos Shalenu Hein Carmelis. Because we don't have Shishim Riva. However, Shula Kutner points out that there's another Rama in Simin Tav Dalet, in Hilchos Tchumen. The Rama there writes that we're Machmir, like the position that Tchumen of Yud Beis Mil is an Isra D'Araisa. So that's the position of the Rambam, that Tchumim of Yud Beis Mil, if you walk Yud Beis Mil out of the Tchum on Shabbos, that's a violation of the Nisra Daraisa. So Shula Kudner points out that position of the Rambam, that Yud Beis Mil is a Din Daraisa, that's only true by Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Daraisa. If you have a Carmelis, so then even according to the Rambam, there's no violation of Tchumim in the Torah, even if you walk more than Yud Beis Mil. So that whole position that Chum and Yud Beis Mil is Daraisa presupposes that you're walking through Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So the Ramah just told us in a couple places that nowadays we don't have Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and yet the Ramah says we're mocking for this position that Yud Beis Mil is Daraisa. But that's not Nogaya. Yud Beis Mil can't be Daraisa unless you have Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. We don't have Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So Shuas Malka says that's the Teretz. That, yeah, when the Ramah writes that we don't have Rosh Hashanah Rabbim nowadays because all our Rishiyos are Carmelis, those are Rishiyos in the city. But there's still something called Derech HaHolech Me'ir Le'ir, the intercity highway, that's going to be Rosh Hashanah Rabbim D'Araisa, even without Shishim Riba. And that's where this Chumra, the Ramah's Nogaya, that we're Machmir to treat the Yisrit Chum in the Yud Beis Mil as a Din D'Araisa. It happens to be, Shmir Shabbos quotes from Shlomo Zalman the opposite conclusion from the same question. He's not mitzai in this kasha from Tchumen. If you look at Shmir Shabbos, This citation is from the third Madura, the most recent one, but I think the R is in the second Madura as well. Then the last printing of Shir Shabbos is in Perek Yud Zayin Ha'ara Kaf Gimel. Perek Yud Zayin Shir Shabbos Ha'ara Kaf Gimel. Rav Neuwirth quotes from Shlomo Zalman that Shlomo Zalman was bothered with this position that you don't need Shishim Riba for Derech HaHolech Mi'ir L'ir based on these Ramas. That if the Ramah says that there's no Rishis HaRabim B'zman HaZeh, so isn't that a Raya that we assume even a Derech HaHolech Mi'ir L'ir requires Shishim Riba? So that Rav Shlomo Zalman thought was the Raya against his position L'Halacha. That if the Ramah is saying we don't have a Rishis HaRabim, must be the Ramah is assuming that even a Derech HaHolech Mi'ir L'ir is now considered a Rishis HaRabim and would still require Shishim Riba. Okay. How do you explain the Kashrut Tchumim that he didn't address? Fine. So how do we assume L'Halacha? So the Yeshua's Malacha there assumes as follows. That even though it's true, as we'll see, that the Minhag Yisrael was always to be Mekel, to require Shishim Riba to make something into Rishis HaRabim. But it's enough that we go that far to be Mekel. But we don't have any such firm tradition. It's the fact that the Minhag always was to make Erevin in cities. It was based on the assumption that we're Mako, that without Shishim Riba, a city is not a Rishis HaRabim. There was never a Mesorah in Klal Yisrael to make Erevin on intercity highways, so you can't tell me that we have a tradition that we're Mako on that also, but bad enough that we're Mako on the regular Shishim Riba Shaila. But we have no Raya that there's a minute to be Mako on the Derech HaHolech Mi'ir L'ir Shaila, and therefore you should be Machmir like this distinction of the Ramban B'das Rashi, that a Derech HaHolech Mi'ir L'ir is going to be Rishis HaRabim, even if it's not traversed by Shishim Riba. So that's Shula Kuttner's Maskana L'Halacha, Yeshua's Malka Simen Kaf Beis, and Simen Kaf Av. Judah.
Where did that come up? That, like, are there any cities, are there any places where you have like an area of uninterested anyway, or is that just like a...
A lot of places. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. Okay, and that's what Rav Schechter quotes from the Orchos Chaim Sapinka, which I put in Lamar Mekomos. Basically says the same thing, quoting from a Sefer Beis Yaakov. There are a lot of... Orchos Chaim Sapinka is a collection of earlier Achronim, Al Seder Shulchan Aruch and Orach Chaim. So he quotes a Sefer Beis Yaakov. There are a lot of Beis Yaakovs. I'm not sure. I tried looking for which Sefer this was. I couldn't find it. But he quotes from a Sefer Beis Yaakov that this is L'Halacha, this distinction that a Derech HaHolech Mi'ir L'ir be Rishis HaRabim even without Shishim Riba. So that's what Rav Schechter thinks L'Halacha, that a Derech HaHolech Mi'ir L'ir, an intercity highway, is going to be Rishis HaRabim even without Shishim Riba. Why? Basically, the way he explains it is that if you have a city, if you have a road where the exclusive use of the road is to transport people from one place to another, so then that is the main type of Rishis HaRabim that we have. When the Gemara tells us you have Asratya, Platya, and Mavos HaMefuloshen, so the Asratya is the primary kind of a Rishis HaRabim, and that doesn't require the details of having Shishim Riba. If it's something that is designated for the exclusive purpose of transporting people, allowing people to travel from place to place, and serves no local function, doesn't have houses on either side of it, doesn't have stores on either side, doesn't have red lights that allow you to cross from one side to the other, it's essentially only a highway that transports between one area and another area, so that is a Rishis HaRabim even without Shishim Riba. So according to Rav Schechter, you can't construct a community Erev that will encompass a Derech HaHolech Mi'ir L'ir, a highway that doesn't service the local population. So for example, in Rav Schechter's Ha'aretz about the Manhattan Erev, which are printed here in the Kol Tzvi, Volume Zion, pages 84-85, This is an article, it was a slightly expanded article that was originally published anonymously in Apardes 1983. Why was it published anonymously? So, the Rosh Hashanah story was that at the time, in the late 70s, the major halachic authority of the Manhattan Erev was Rabbi Peretinsky, the author of the Sefer Bris, the famous Moel, who lived in Brooklyn. And he was under a lot of pressure to stop his involvement with the Manhattan Erev. So Rabbi Lamb, who was just assuming the presidency of Yeshiva, asked Rosh Hashanah if he would be willing to become the posek of the Manhattan Erev. So Rosh Hashanah said, first let me look at it and see what it's about. So Rabbi Lamb arranged for the other older Rabbanim who were involved in supervising the Manhattan Erev to take Rosh Hashanah on a trip. So they made up that one Sunday morning they're going to pick up Rosh Hashanah and drive around Manhattan and show him the Erev. So Rosh Hashanah says that he got in the car, and then before they went anywhere, or as they started going, he asked the older Rabbanim one question about something that he saw, and one of the Rabbanim said, you can't expect a young guy like you to learn all of Maseches Erev in just a half hour. We've spent years on this, and we're much more experienced. So Rosh Hashanah realized that he wasn't going to get anywhere in that conversation, so at the next red light, he got out of the car and went back home. Subsequent to that, Rabbi Lamb tried to follow up and engage him in conversation again. So the next year, Rabbi Peretinsky went in the car with him, and they went around, and he actually saw what everything was, and he had certain aros. So they told Rosh Hashanah that he should send the aros to Rabbi Kasher, who at the time was living in Eretz Yisrael, and was an older man at that point. So he wrote Rabbi Kasher a letter with all his aros. And then somehow that letter got into Hapardes anonymously. Hapardes was the rabbinic journal that came out monthly at the time. And so in the Tavshin Mem Gimel, one of the Hapardes is, there's an article that's printed under the name of Shin Nistar, anonymous. So the people who knew that that was Rosh Hashanah, you could tell from the style. But so that was an anonymous article. And then when we printed this Kol Tzvi, I asked Rosh Hashanah if we could expand on that article and print it bishmo, so he would get the proper credit. So this is a slightly expanded version of that original article. Anyway, he points out over here that this issue of Derech HaHolech Mi'ir La'ir is relevant in Manhattan in the following ways. Number one, he thinks that a bridge going from the city to one of the outer boroughs is considered a Derech HaHolech Mi'ir La'ir, because it just is services traffic going from the city to essentially out of the city. So leaving aside issues of Nifrat L'Makam Asrlo, which we'll discuss, but that in and of itself, that could be a Rishis HaRam D'Raisa, and then putting a Tzuris HaPesach to block out the bridge won't help, because a Tzuris HaPesach doesn't help for Rishis HaRam D'Raisa. He also thinks that even a highway that doesn't leave the city could have a derech din of a derech HaHolech Mi'ir La'ir, because if it's not something that services the local population, it just goes, let's say, the FDR Drive to the Harlem River Drive or the West Side Highway at certain points. But, the FDR Drive, the Harlem River Drive, is a better example. So there, you can get off the highway, get on the highway. There are no houses on the side. There are no shops on the side. There are no red lights that let you cross. So that's that could also be a Derech HaHolech Mi'ir La'ir. So to include the Harlem River Drive in an Erev, there may be other mitigating factors that we'll discuss, but as far as Derech HaHolech Mi'ir La'ir, that would be a problem. As opposed to, let's say, Broadway. So it's true that Broadway leaves the city and goes into Riverdale, but Broadway's a street. There are red lights, there are shops, there are houses, so that's not called the Derech HaHolech Mi'ir La'ir. But in Rav Schefter's view, you could have a Derech HaHolech Mi'ir La'ir that at a certain point the road goes straight, but at a certain point it's considered a Derech HaHolech Mi'ir La'ir, and at a certain point it's considered a local road. So Main Street in Townersville, Main Street in Townersville is a highway that, like many small villages in the country, it's a highway, you go 55 miles an hour. And then at one point, you start seeing red lights, and you start seeing things on the side, and then you're Main Street in Townersville for the next 2 minutes. And then Townersville finishes, and you go right there, another goes back up to 50 miles an hour. So Schefter would think that outside of the city, that could have a din of a Derech HaHolech Mi'ir La'ir. Whereas inside the city, if Mishamish, the people on the side, there are things going on there, So that would not have been of a derech halach earlier. So you could theoretically have something, the same road, that at one point is considered shisarabim, and at a later point is no longer shisarabim, then goes back to being a shisarabim, back and forth. Yeah?
Can you explain why the Harlem River Drive, because it's year to year, like, if you look at it,
right,
on the map, it looks like it's just one big city, so why are you saying it's from
right, the city? So the critical point is not whether it's Holik Meir Le'ir. Holik Meir Le'ir is a code for, is this something that is essentially a local street with local traffic, or is it something that just takes you from point A to point B, but isn't serviced, it doesn't service the people on the side?
But can't you say that different service, let's say someone lives in the Washington Heights and wants to go down to work in Midtown, how would you get there? You would take that highway. And it's part of the same city, you could also take Broadway to take other local streets, quote-unquote, but
right,
that is still servicing there. Maybe not directly as...
No, if there are no houses on the side, there are no stores on the side, it's just a road, so then that would have been of a derech halach earlier. Yeah?
Could be one of these questions that the Haggadah is difficult, but how long of a stretch would be required for that?
For what?
A stretch of area that doesn't service. The Mashal will take the FDR.
Right.
The FDR has, let's say, the exits are, you know, every 2 miles, then we understand that derech halach earlier. But if you have maybe in a city where there's nothing on the sides of the
right
streets, you have this in Long Island a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Where you have like the busy streets with no exits and the buildings that face it don't open up onto it.
Mm-hmm.
But every quarter of a mile in Toronto, Bathurst Street.
Yeah.
Bathurst Street like this at times.
Yeah.
Every quarter of a mile you have entrances onto it, maybe a mall.
And during that quarter mile there's nothing going on either side?
Yeah, parking lots with no entrances onto the side. But if you come, it's like a mini highway.
Right.
But then at points it opens up to become a highway. So would you call it, what's
the city? So you probably have to look at it, maybe case by case, or to get a feel for exactly how it looks. I don't think there's a exact number for miles or yards. Okay. So that is Rav Schachter's position. But many other poskim were not concerned about this Ramban lahalacha. So the Shmir Shabbos that we quoted a few minutes ago sounds like from Rishon LeZalman. Rishon LeZalman was not concerned about this shita. That he held that even a derech halach mi'aliyir still requires shisha riba. Rabbi Konigsberg points out in his notes that the Maxis HaShekel says like this also. Maxis HaShekel is one of the super commentaries on the Magen Avraham. The Maxis HaShekel writes in Simon Shin Nun Zayin on the Magen Avraham Sifkatin Yud Aleph, Shin Nun Zayin Sifkatin Yud Aleph, that nowadays there's no derech chutz le'ir that has shishim riba. So he's assuming that even a derech chutz le'ir, even an intercity highway, still requires shishim riba. Rabbi Willie points out that the Mashmas and the Mishnah Berurah is not like this Ramban. The Mishnah Berurah that we quoted earlier, Sifkatan Yud Zayin, let's read it again. The Mishnah Berurah writes, Durachim Sha'ovrin Me'ir Le'ir, an intercity highway, Havei Gamkein Rishis HaRabim, Mishum Vishkichi Bam Rabim. That's also considered a Rishis HaRabim because there are Rabim there. So that formulation, that's also Rishis HaRabim, sounds like it's the same kind of Rishis HaRabim as Mavoos inside the city. That there's no real difference, there's no fundamental difference between a street in the city and a street outside of the city. So it sounds like you don't necessarily have a different standard for Shishim Riba out of the city than in the city. So that's why in the Riverdale area it includes the Henry Hudson Parkway, even though the Henry Hudson Parkway might be considered a Derech HaHolech Meir Le'ir. But Rabbi Willig isn't concerned for that position. He thinks that we assume otherwise, that even a derech halach mi'aliyir still requires shishim riba, and you don't have shishim riba there. Other reasons also, it may not be mefulash. We'll talk about mefulash as we go on.
So Rabbi Willig, based on
the Mishnah Berurah? Well, there's a deacon of the Mishnah Berurah and other rachmanim in that way as well. The Yeshua's Malka was Koshesh for this Ramban, as we noted, the Avnei Nezer as well. Avnei Nezer is in Simon Reish Ayin Gimel Os Gimel. Reish Ayin Gimel Os Gimel. But other poskim are not necessarily concerned, the Maxis HaShekel and the Rishon LeZalman, as we noted. And in recent years, both the Englewood Erev and the Tinek Erev made efforts to better exclude Route 4 from the Erev in deference to Rishakti's position, although many community Erev are not as concerned. Avi.
Just building off that point, when the West Side area was constructed under the auspices of the Ayrev, they excluded the Ayrev.
Again, when you said the West Side area?
West Orange,
okay, yeah.
So when the revival was supposed to be constructed, they put lefties in place to exclude the interstate traffic.
Maybe so it was the Pesos. Okay, good. Okay, so I think we are out of time. Next time, we will talk about the status of railroads as a derech ha'olach mirlier, and then we will move on to discuss the requirement of Tev Zayin Amos. So I have added since last time a few further marmakamos on the sheet. I'll try to add some more as well. Monday, I think Mincha is an hour earlier because it's Labor Day, so instead of 3 o'clock, we'll have the Chabura at 2. Does that work?
Yeah, perfect.
Great.